Welcome to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Today I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. And today we turn to the very beginning of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 25. When God began to create the heavens and the earth was without shape or form. It was dark over the deep sea, and God's wind swept over the waters. God said, "Let there be light." And so light appeared. God saw how good the light was. God separated the light from the darkness. God named the light day, and the darkness night. There was evening and there was morning, the first day. God said, "Let there be a dome in the middle of the waters to separate the waters from each other." God made the dome and separated the waters under the dome from the waters above the dome. And it happened in that way. God named the dome sky. There was evening and there was morning, the second day. God said, "Let the waters under the sky come together into one place so that the dry land can appear." And that's what happened. God named the dry land earth, and he named the gathered waters seas. God saw how good it was. God said, "Let the earth grow plant life, plants yielding seeds and fruit trees bearing fruit with seeds inside it, each according to its kind throughout the earth." And that's what happened. The earth produced plant life, plants yielding seeds each according to its kind, and trees bearing fruit with seeds inside it, each according to its kind. God saw how good it was. There was evening and there was morning, the third day. God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night. They will mark events, sacred seasons, days, and years. They will be lights in the dome of the sky to shine on the earth." And that's what happened. God made the stars and two great lights, the larger light to rule over the day and the smaller light to rule over the night. God put them in the dome of the sky to shine on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. God saw how good it was. There was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. God said, "Let the waters swarm with living things, and let birds fly above the earth, up in the dome of the sky." God created the great sea animals and all tiny living things that swarm in the waters, each according to its kind, and all the winged birds, each according to its kind. God saw how good it was. Then God blessed them. "Be fertile and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." There was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. God said, "Let the earth produce every kind of living thing, livestock, crawling things, and wildlife." And that's what happened. God made every kind of wildlife, every kind of livestock, and every kind of creature that crawls on the ground. God saw how good it was. Now for a devotion on this passage, written by Ginger E. Gaines Sorelli, Senior Pastor of Foundry United Methodist Church in Washington, D.C. In our biblical tradition and ancient Near Eastern traditions that influence the biblical texts, any large body of water was symbolic of chaos. In the beginning, the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. The formless void of the deep waters in the original Hebrew is tohu wabohu, in effect, formlessness and normlessness, chaos. There is always some level of chaos in human life, unpredictable and dangerous forces all around us, natural disasters, political or relational strife, disease, and the overload of expectations, activity, and unknowns in an over-programmed, increasingly complex culture. Chaos in any form stirs fear, anxiety, and defensiveness. Chaos can make us feel unmoored, alone, swamped, and without strength to withstand the flood. God's first recorded act is to address the formlessness and normlessness that can evoke such reactions. God's Ruach, breath, wind, spirit, dances across the deep, and God's word speaks beautiful diversities into being. Day and night, earth and water, rooted things and flying things, the singing and the silent, the swift and the sluggish, all finding their place and connection in a created order. In the beginning, a diverse God, Creator, Word, and Spirit, created a diverse world, all interdependent, all profoundly good. God reveals what can emerge out of chaos, order in which all things have a valued place, harmony in which difference makes the song richer and more interesting, a world in which all belong and have a role to play, a world in which God continues to recreate, speak, and breathe life into our lives, raising us up again and again. Loving Creator, recreate us to delight in your beautifully complex world and to trust you will be our anchor when sea billows roll. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. And if it is, we'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you. Until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.